This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
If you'd like to come up and hang out at the station, go ahead and email Kevin, kevin.hagelin@intercom.com. If you ever want an opportunity to come and just see some of the things that happen whenever we're not.
Some of the weird things Corey shows you.
By the way, we got the G-Bag Nation coming up at noon today. That AJ Green topic, Kevin, I'm very interested to see if that's something they're going to fire off on today as well. All right, Kevin. Bill Barnwell is one of the nerds we really like, right? He breaks down numbers. He breaks down information in a very succinct way. I really like what Bill Barnwell does. And he doesn't just do it like for, hey, I'm going to focus on this small element. He says, I'm taking big picture and putting every piece of the pie together. And, you know, last year, during this offseason, Kevin, he said the Cowboys would regress and probably wouldn't win the division. And then guess what happened?
Damn you, Barnwell!
So we're really hoping that he doesn't do that again this year, that he throws the Cowboys in as one of those teams that could actually go make some noise just a little bit. But, Kevin, he has some NFL dominoes for 8-star players that could create chaos around the league.
And
Kevin's got the news.
It all kind of revolves around Tom Brady. So what I want to know is, just deep down, is Tom Brady actually going to leave the Patriots? Because people keep saying like, oh, I think it's going to happen. I'm still inclined to think no. But do you think he's going to leave?
Well, I think with the Philip Rivers news, because the Chargers became that like potential landing spot for Tom Brady, that's more interesting to me now than ever before. Because if you're going to leave New England, you're going to leave and go somewhere that's awesome. And like, L.A. is pretty awesome, right?
Not the team.
Right, but like the area. And you're close to a lot of things, right? You got a lot of things that are going on. And I'm just, so I feel like you're next to the beach. You got everything going on out there. Your wife's a super hot model. You know, you have all these elements.
She's very nice.
So that you spend that time out there. So I think that opens that door. Now, for the legacy of winning, there's only one thing left for Tom Brady: doing it without Belichick.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that's the only thing that is left for him, because I got all these rings. This is great. What's another ring going to give me that I don't already have? Well, this one fulfillment will be it.
All right. Now, do you want to start with the Chargers then? Because he could end up with the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady signs a 5-year, $180 million contract with the Los Angeles Chargers.
I could see that. I mean,
he said he wants to play until he's at least 45.
Are they in position? Are they in position to draft a quarterback this year?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know that they're in position to draft a quarterback that's going to be the difference maker. Well, I guess they got Tua. Huh.
But Tua won't play.
He's not going to be there this year.
At least not the bulk of the year, I would imagine.
So who is the other quarterback that's going to be the difference maker in year one?
Yeah, because I don't think Justin Herbert is going to be that person, and not Love. At least you would think there would be like a pretty hard
learning curve. How much did you say that contract would be?
5 for $180.
Seems too long.
32 a year. I mean, he said he wants to play forever.
But how great would it be to have Tom Brady as the potential, like the guy who you learn from for a couple of years?
Sure.
Like, I think that would be very great.
So the ripple effect for that would be Philip Rivers signs a 4-year, $100 million contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, keep in mind, like, don't get caught up with some of the big numbers here, because it's all about like the guaranteed money. And both of those deals would be essentially like 2-year deals that you could bail out of. So the ripple effect to that would be Philip Rivers signs a deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
All right. So then the Jags have to do something with Nick Foles. So then the Jags trade Nick Foles to the Colts in a salary dump, because they still owe $20.6 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. And they're like, bro, we got to get the hell off of this deal. So they get out. So then what do the Colts do? The Colts have the 13th, 20th and 44th pick. They bundle. Wow. And they bundle all of that together and trade up to the Lions for number 3. And then they pick up Tua. So short term, the Colts go with Nick Foles as their quarterback. And then long term, they pick up Tua. In the meantime, Taysom Hill goes 2 years, $20 million offer sheet with the Ravens. So we go all the way.
To be the backup to Lamar Jackson?
Or excuse me, the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
Yeah, that would be weird. To the Raiders. And all that goes back around to the New England Patriots. What do they do at quarterback? They give Teddy Bridgewater a 3-year, $60 million contract.
Okay.
They win that division with Teddy Bridgewater? They went 5-0 with the Saints.
Maybe.
You're scared of the Dolphins. I got it.
I think with Teddy Bridgewater, Kevin, like a lot of that was Sean Payton. Right? Like a lot of that, what they did was Sean Payton saying, here's what I have. How can I make the best of it? So.
All right. Let's go
I'm
back.
Not scared of the Dolphins.
Okay. Would you rather see Tom Brady go to the Bears or the Colts?
I don't want to have to face him in the division. So the Colts.
All right. Tom Brady.
This is weird.
It's a 4-year. Things are about to get wild. Tom Brady. It's a 4-year, $160 million deal from the Colts per Bill Barnwell in this fictitious scenario. In case you just tuned in, you're like, hold on, what?
Yeah, no, this is a laid out plan
Free
by Bill Barnwell.
Agency hasn't started yet. So Tom Brady gets a 4-year, $160 million deal from the Colts. So what are the Patriots going to do at quarterback? They turn to the Detroit Lions and trade their first round pick for Matt Stafford. And Matt Stafford is now the quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Dude, Matt Stafford would be fantastic as the quarterback for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the perfect quarterback for that system.
That would, of course, then facilitate the Lions at number 3 to take Tua. Then we go to Teddy Bridgewater, who is now signing a 2-year, $60 million deal with the Chargers. The Jaguars, in the meantime, they're still trying to get rid of Nick Foles. More on that in just a second.
Okay.
And because of that, they move up. If the Dolphins didn't pick up Tua, the Jaguars would try to trade up and pick Justin Herbert. That would be their quarterback. So take that, Gardner Minshew. In the meantime, the Eagles trade for Nick Foles. So you have the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles fun combination of potential dysfunction back in the mix. And that leads us all the way back around to New Orleans. Cincinnati is going to take Joe Burrow, number 1. They hate Andy Dalton and they want to get him out of there. He signs a 1-year, $6 million prove-it deal with the New Orleans Saints.
So, and that's assuming Drew Brees is gone or he's a backup.
That I think he'd be the backup because they got rid of Bridgewater. We've got Hill going other places. Now Andy Dalton is making his way over to New Orleans just in case something happened to Drew Brees. Finally, we get to what if Tom Brady went the direction of the Chicago Bears? First of all, the Chicago Bears are far better negotiators than the Indianapolis Colts because in this scenario, Tom Brady got a 4-year, $160 million deal from the Colts. For the Bears, he gets a 4-year, $110 million deal. So, like, either Tom Brady really wants to play in Chicago or the Colts are absolutely the worst at negotiating. So, the Bears do this. They pick up Tom Brady, and then Chicago trades Leonard Floyd to the Giants for a 6th-round pick.
Allen Robinson wears number 12, though, for the Bears.
Oh, no. I wonder what they're going to do. Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
You're out. But here's a free bottle of fake cancer healing water. That's probably what they'll do. But then the Patriots are left without a quarterback. Now, you said you think Matt Stafford would be fantastic there. What about, because this is a heck of a deal, the Patriots trade their 3rd-round pick to the Panthers for Cam Newton.
If freaking Bill Belichick got Cam Newton for a damn third round pick, I would lose my mind. I would absolutely lose my mind because that dude is not allowed to get all the good players for value that's even lower than it than you should actually get those guys for. That is ridiculous if he was to be able to do that. Now, I don't know that I think he fits the system, but again, that's what Belichick does so well. He comes up with the system to fit the player. They find ways to work around the player. So I think we would probably get the best we possibly could if Cam Newton somehow ended up with New England.
Just out of curiosity, did you give up a third-round pick for Cam Newton?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Autoflex Leasing Shippy? Fan text. Yes or no? 877-881-1053. Yeah. Shippy, would you
like
give up?
Like, as the Cowboys?
Yes, as the Cowboys.
No, I'd stick with Dak.
Okay. Because I just wonder.
I'd take Dak.
You can have Dak,
Cam.
Too.
I wonder what kind of pressure that would put on
him. Sweet dual quarterback system.
No,
and we're
going to
run the box.
That is not what we're going to do.
We can run the quarterback Wildcat.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Thundercat.
You guys are going to make terrible GMs.
So I'm going to be a coach.
The Patriots have traded for Cam Newton. In the meanwhile, they need a quarterback. In the meantime, Marcus Mariota signs a two-year, $18 million deal with the Panthers. Now, the Colts need a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater signs a four-year, $120 million deal with the Colts.
Would Mariota be the starter if he went to the Panthers, or would he be like a – are they going to draft like
– they might still
they
draft,
Greer,
but
right?
He would certainly be in the mix.
Okay.
Just again, I want to point out that Bill Barnwell thinks the Colts are the worst negotiators. So I told you 4 for 160 and then 4 for 110 for the Bears. Keep in mind, Teddy Bridgewater signed a two-year, $60 million deal with the Chargers, and in this one he signs a four-year, $120 million deal with the Colts. I know the average per is still the same, but that's a lot.
It's having to live in Indianapolis, Kevin.
What's wrong with Indianapolis? They have the combine.
Yep.
For now. And finally, to finish this whole thing off, the Bears, well, they got Tom Brady. They don't need their junk quarterback anymore. So they have decided to swap junk quarterbacks with another franchise. So they will send Mitchell Trubisky to the Dolphins, and the Dolphins will send Josh Rosen to the Bears in hopes that maybe he could learn something out under Tom Brady, and they could both turn it around. Because clearly Trubisky will learn under the greatest coach in all of the NFL besides Belichick and Brian Flores, and they're going to be just fine.
Man, it's interestingly divisive. A lot of people are like, no, trade for Cam. He's the same as Dak, and neither a clutch. No way, stick with Dak. I love Newton. Incredible athlete. I don't trust his decision-making. Have you watched Cam throw lately? He can no longer mechanically throw. Yes, give me Cam Newton over Dak all day. Dak is exactly what I would. Yeah, a lot of people would give up the three. A lot wouldn't. I think
my favorite is abso-effing-lutely.
I think that a three is perfect. Like, the three is just right to get a quarterback that could be the dude for you, but it kind of depends on if you think the guy's done or not right now.
Would you give up a conditional seventh-round pick for Andy Dalton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely,
too.
I would.
Just kidding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.